Okay, at 7 p.m., first thing on the agenda is a pledge of allegiance, and we'll have a moment of time for prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First thing on the agenda is citizen comments. Any comments?
The whole room comes around.
Lancaster. Okay. All right. Next thing is the July 16th, 2024 city meeting minutes. Has anybody got any corrections that needed to be done to those? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the July 16th, 2024 city meeting minutes?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. August 20th, 2024 city meeting minutes. Is there any additional corrections to it, or are they all good? If no additional corrections are needed, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes of August
20, 2024? I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. City financial reports. They were handed out last Thursday or Friday. Anybody find anything that they have problems with? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for August?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
She doesn't have Nextiva. I mean, I saw it in the email, but Nextiva isn't in there if you guys file it.
Okay. All right, we're doing the invoice and receipts and reimbursements. And, okay. We don't have anything for legal and contracts that I know of yet. All right. Old business.
Is MoBetter coming next month for the snow removal?
Yeah, it's. We'll get to that. A tree removal update. Tree removal.
Oh, sorry. I reprinted the email, although it didn't print the pictures, but I'll go ahead and pass this around. So the hackberry tree that was a few limbs were down by Luray Court, that got taken care of. And then this part here, the down locust and the down cherry tree. The cherry tree was by Mecklenburg. The down locust tree was in the holding pond area of Lunenburg. So that got taken care of. I don't have any invoices on this, though, so I don't know exactly how much it was. I hope it's what this number is on the thing. But I talked with Harold last night, and he said that it's on the September invoice. So it was done in September, so it's going to be on the next invoice that Maximus Lawn Care sends us. And he was not able to get his tree guy yet. He was coming to pick up his check, and he was going to quote the pear trees up the front island when he came to pick up his check. So that is pending still. We still have 6 down locust trees. We got rid of one, so now we have 6 more in the holding pond that are dead and need to be removed for the 4,200. So that's where we're at right now.
So all 7 will be 4,200.
Well, one of them's already gone. I think the other one was
6.
Yeah, the one, the down locust tree up here, I think he was counting that in with it. Because he told me last night on the phone there's only 6 in there now.
Do you think 4,200?
4,200 is still what we have to do. We have 6. The quote that he gave us last month is, it says 7 dead locust trees, 4,200. But he told me last night that it's 6 dead locust trees. So we'll see if the quote changes. I don't know. Does anybody want to see? Do you want to see this mention? Okay.
Thanks for asking, but no. All right.
So it's a work in progress, and I will report more
okay.
next month.
All right. The fiscal year 2024 city audit's going on. Dan and I got a bunch of more. He did a bunch in August. I had a little bit in August. You got the email? Did you look at that email, David? Okay. Well, anyhow, we're in the final stages of it. They're going through now and doing the testing on the invoices and the checks and looking at that. It's one of them things that the software randomly picks different things for them to spot check, and that's what we've got right now. And that's usually the last thing we get before they're finished. So, of course, once they go through that, then they got to write up the presentation, the summary. Dennis, you want to talk about the new speed signs update?
Okay, we put the last speed sign up that we one of them we need to put up. We put a speed sign up at the flagpole in Halifax and Northumberland. And it was, Harold did most of the work, and the mayor helped him. And we got one more. We want to try to assemble it in the foot.
Yeah, the one that. Go ahead.
So they look good.
The one from the it's the flagpole. If you happen to pay attention at night, it'll catch you at the top of the hill. So, except when it's raining, it won't do it when it's raining. You have to get a little closer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're going under a speed limit. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's like anything else. Now it's one of those things that they see the thank you, and then they want to speed up, make it say a warning, or slow down. So.
Well, with that said, do you all want me to go ahead and order the rest of these traffic signs, or not order them, or what do you want me to do?
It's up to y'all. The thing is. If there's already a post, we don't have to get a new post, and it's just a matter of Dennis and I going out and putting them on the post where they're at.
Do you want to go over the pricing again of what you got left?
Well, the best price I can come up with is the one from that My Signs Place, which was $1,025, where Signorama, they wanted a little over $3,000 to do them. And then in that catalog I looked, and it was a mishmash of different qualities and all that.
What do you got on your list?
What I have on here is what you sent me on the signs that you sent me. I have had a radar enforced sign between the speed limit and speed bump sign at the Westport Road entrance. Middlesex Drive, there's already 4 signs on that post. none of which address speed limit. So
we need to post
that, take
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, we've got, well, we've got, I've got a couple of posts that we, where we took that speed hump that was on Ludenberg and we put a new post in. I've got the other one. It's on, it'll go in the ground real easy.
Okay.
So we don't, you know, if we've got to put a new post up, that's, we've got one for the speed limit.
Okay. We talked about adding the, at Lunenburg and Middlesex.
We don't have a Lunenburg and Middlesex.
I mean,
Lunenburg and Bay Run?
Bay Run. Cross traffic does not stop.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to put cross traffic does not stop.
I had four of those that you had asked me to get.
Right.
It boils down to it's 19 signs, you know, throughout the city. And
how many of those radar enforced signs have you got listed?
I was going to get five of them.
Where were we going to put them at?
Between Halifax and Rustburg.
Okay.
Let's see. They're at the entrance.
I was thinking we, you know, there's two that are up on Northumberland that are between the two radar speed signs. One is when you're headed towards down the hill. It's right there across from Mecklenburg and right past Mecklenburg. I was thinking about putting them there because now we've got the radar speed signs in both directions. Because as you're going towards Westport Road, there's a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit sign just you top the hill and go past Mecklenburg, okay? Which, once you top that hill, that radar speed sign can pick up certain vehicles. Smaller vehicles won't pick up until they get to the speed hump. But the same thing's on the other side of the street where it's going towards the flagpole. There's a speed sign there. So I was thinking about putting one on each one of those since we have the radar speed signs right there close by.
Okay.
And we'll work on another month.
Okay. So we want to wait on them?
We want to make sure we make one order. Okay.
Make what?
We want to make sure that we get everything we need in one order.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were doing. So.
Yeah, and we haven't talked about it in a couple of months. So. We'll Dennis, you and I will talk about it. We'll come over on one of the mail run days and sit down and try to figure it out. Okay. Does that sound good for you, Dennis?
That's fine with me. I just want to make sure that I don't forget to do something.
Oh, you ain't going to forget to do something.
You have no idea.
Okay.
And that brain works sometimes. Okay, that's the only thing I had that was old business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Welcome Ambassadors don't know interest in it. The Emergency Communications.
We're going to use Channel 12 tonight.
Channel 12 tonight. All right. Anything else in old business? If not, we'll move to new business. All right. First thing, I know that first thing on here is snow and ice removals. You've gotten.
What I did this year, because I looked back over the past couple of years, and I went ahead and got. I reached out to three different people and asked them to give me estimates. And I'm a little bit concerned, and I want to see if we can't do a little bit more research on this, because I got one with a magic salt application of $2,360. Now, I know it's based on the price of magic salt, which I thought, okay. Which surprised me when I got the next one, which was $3,900.
How much?
$3,900. And even more so when I got the third one, which was $4,100. So I'm wondering, I want to make sure that this $2,360 is not just a guess, because we can't guess, you know.
Right.
So if you all, with your all's permission, I'd like to do a
Yeah, we just got to do, whatever we got to do, we've got to get it done by the next city meeting.
Oh, I understand that, and it'll be done, but I'm just saying, I don't...
How's the snow plowing?
The snow plowing is, well, and I asked for clarification on this. One bid I got was $750 to plow. The other two were $135 an hour.
Yeah.
And $175 an hour.
We do not do hours.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why we don't do hours. We did hours when I was first started as commissioner, and I was getting phone calls because they were out there pushing slush. And when they're doing it on a flat rate, they're going to get it all cleaned up and be done with it. Okay?
Well, this was based on, you know, 6 inches or less snow. So,
it doesn't matter. They'll stay out there and plow until they think they get down to the asphalt. And that's not what we really need. We need them to just plow it. And if they take 12 hours, they take 12 hours. Okay? Because the way we've done it in the past is per inch. In other words, it's one level. It's flat rate for one level. It's flat rate for another one. It's flat rate for another one. And it's really saved us money, because in 2014, the contractor we had, we spent $82,000.
What?
Yes. Now, we had those two bad weeks in 2014. It was February, I believe. But the thing is once we moved over to the flat rate, guess who doesn't hang around no more? Okay. And the contractor we had didn't want to do a flat rate.
Okay.
They also, here's the other thing we have the issue with, is they were dumping 13 ton of salt onto our streets, which when I went to snow and ice removal, the guys that taught the class were actually from the state. They had retired from the state that were the road maintenance people. And they told me, based off of the amount of street miles we have, that we should have never had more than 2.5-3 tons. So they were oversalting. When you go down Westport Road after they've salted it, that's oversalting. And the EPA can come in if somebody complains, they can come in and fine somebody for that. So that's the reason why we stay with the flat rate.
Okay.
Are one of those quotes for Mobetter, or did you get three different quotes for three different other ones?
No, Mobetter's included.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Commissioner Badula. We'll tackle this next month, but
to be ready as early as tomorrow. I just had
right.
to ask the questions.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Because I just don't feel good about that much of a discrepancy in prices of magic salt application.
Well, it could easily be the fact that they're not gouging us.
Yeah, they mark it up.
I can tell you right now, we were paying $4,000 for regular salt per ton. And when you start talking about as much salt that they were putting down, we're getting into big bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, one snow plow could cost us $20,000-$21,000. It was just concerning me, and that's the reason why after I went to that snow and ice removal, while I was there, I asked the guys, the professionals, you know, is it unreasonable to ask for just a flat rate for time? He said, not at all. He says it's probably the smartest move the city can do.
Okay. I didn't realize that was an option to do that, to ask for a flat flat rate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mulberry's been flat rate every year, so. I forget who we hit first with the flat rate, but.
The one with
formal
butter?
I don't remember either.
I can't pull it out.
All right. I can't.
Last year?
No. I know we spent a lot of money. We spent like $30,000 in like 2019.
Yeah, 2019.
As soon as I took over,
that
January, man, I got...
Yeah, well, it was a crazy winter because what we were getting, rain... And then we would get the immediate freeze. And you just have no way of doing anything with that. Because once you have freeze and rain,
it's... And then it snowed on top of it. Yeah. Yeah. Citizens were not happy. And there wasn't a lot I could do with it.
Right.
It was too cold. It got too cold for the salt to even
work. Yeah. Okay. All right. Enough on that. Okay. Is there any other commissioner information before I get into what?
Well, remember we talked about the speed bumps?
Oh, yeah.
And you had me research whether or not you could put one next to a fire hydrant, and you can. I mean, I've been through not only our city, but other cities looking. And they're, you know, so now we all know, you know, if that question ever comes up again. But I'm thinking... With the budget being what it is and all that, maybe we need to, because as I've been out riding around, and I know we're going to pave, you're talking about redoing Lunenburg next year, repaving completely, not just topping it off. But I also have been noticing that a lot of the speed bumps in some of the other streets, the markings are coming off of them pretty bad. And you know, and so I'd rather do that. I'd rather watch the budget and do something like that.
Bay Run's
terrible.
Yeah, Bay Run's need to be redone. Yeah.
And so if we're going to do the thermoplastic, which I really think is a good idea, I'd rather spend the money on that than on speed bumps.
Okay. All right.
If that's okay with everybody.
Fine with me.
I'm fine with that. I missed that speed bump on Bay Run the other day.
I missed it too, honey. It was shaking.
Which one?
Now, wait a minute. Let me go back and see if there was a sign there.
The one coming from
Lunenburg. There was a big old sign that said speed bump
ahead. Northumberland. I checked out the plants on our line, and I came up to Northumberland, and I missed it. I flew over it, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's the one right there at the bottom of the hill when you go into the curve.
Yeah, I think so.
I hit it. I mean, I was just... Well, it was like the shade, there was a shade on it, and...
Right.
I mean, that big old yellow and black sign was there.
Well, the Bay Runs need to be redone. I don't know if we should wait or go ahead and do them now, you know?
Well, if I had my druthers, I'd rather go ahead and do it now.
Okay.
You know, because, or at least get on the schedule. I don't want to do it when it gets cold.
Well, you can't do it once it gets cold. There's a certain temperature they stop.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
I think you have to do it enough.
I would like to get on the schedule.
Yeah, if you would. Well, I'll make a motion to go ahead and get Bay Runs done. Okay. Because I noticed that the other morning when I was driving, I'm like, where's all the white at? It's almost gone.
I know, it's bad. I mean, it really
so
is bad.
I would, I'm fine with it. I'll make a motion that we go ahead and...
How long did they last?
Well,
those were put in 15, because we repaved Bay Run in the summer of 15. Okay, because that's the first thing that I did.
So you don't foresee repaving in the next
10 years. Bay Run's not going to be repaved for a long time. Bay Run was repaved. All the side streets on Bay Run, everything was repaved in that one group in 2015, because that was the first project that I did as a road commissioner. And I spent 3 days out there making sure that they were getting the right asphalt down, because when those were originally done, when that section was built, they put no crown on that road. It went in, and they had already spent, I don't know how much, they'd spent money on doing that sealant stuff twice. And they were built, that those houses were built, what, 2002? Which year is yours? 99?
I'm here like 98.
And in between then and I think 2006, they spent on the sealant, and I think they spent it again in 2010. And it never fixed the problem. I mean, when I went at the top right there where it connects before you get to Northumberland, there was a little hole in the center. And I put my little pinky down in it, and my little pinky wasn't even covered. That's how flat it was. There was nothing. That was already down to the base, and there was only that much top coat because nobody ever checked them when they were putting it in. Okay, so...
I'll second your motion with it.
All right.
Thermoplastic on payroll.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, good. All right. Anything else, an old business or new business, before I start on what I got?
Are you going to talk about the ATV thing
now? Yeah, the ATV.
Yeah, man. There's some mopeds flying behind my house. They're tearing up my grass. Well, you know, the city's grass. I'm not happy about it, but I can't catch them enough to yell at them. They fly.
Are they ATVs or are they little motorcycles?
They're little motorcycles. There's a blue one.
Like dirt bike?
Like a blue moped kind of thing. You know, they come flying through behind my house all the time.
Are they wearing helmets?
I don't know. It's usually Ryan that's out there. And he usually...
Okay. Well, the ATV, the problem that...
But I did see a four-wheeler going down the Northumberland the other day, and I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Well, that I got the notification from Bev. She sent me something, and, of course, I'm relaxing, so I have to throw my clothes on, my go-on-the-street clothes on, and I called Dennis, but he was at it, and he wasn't available. So, sure enough, I got that right there in the flat straight area on Northumberland, right before the speed hump, where it goes down into the green space. And what do I see? This little four-wheeler. I mean, it can't be more than a lawnmower engine on it, but it's got two kids on it. One is definitely under the age of six. I mean, the little girl was riding behind the guy. I got him to pull over. Not a cop, okay, but I got him to pull over, okay. I got out, and I talked to the kid, and I says, do you live in Worthington Hills? I says, is this yours? All he did was shake his head no. And I says, well, what we need to do is take this back to who belongs to then. Okay. So I follow him down. We go down Bristol Bay. We get right to the corner of Bristol Bay and Middlesex. And it's right there at the house across, catty corner. And I did go stop there. I knocked on the door. Mother finally came to the door. And I advised her that ATVs are not street legal and that I can't do anything because I'm not a police officer. But I says, if we find them over in Worthington Hills again, we'll be calling the police. So she, I don't know what the kid's name was, because the kid was on it wasn't her kid. She hollered this kid's name, and she says, put it away. And they put it away. I haven't seen it since. And I can't remember. That's been a couple weekends ago. So I don't think it was last weekend. It was the weekend before. And so I think, this thing was real small. I mean, it wasn't like a big ATV. It was just, it looked more like
a... Made for children.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, when he went down that hill there on Northumberland, he was moving. And I was concerned about that little girl in the back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's hanging on with dear life, you know.
They're dangerous. I had a friend that just was hurt really bad.
Yeah, you pop those things up, and, it, you know, and next thing you know, they'll roll back on top of you.
Yeah, knock their teeth out and all kinds
right.
of stuff. Bad.
So if you anybody sees the ATVs out, the best thing to do is let Dennis and me know so that we can go out and see what's going on, okay?
I can call you about the blue moped, but the problem is it goes down and then it goes somewhere else and it never comes back. It's not like they're in the easement and then they come back through.
Are they coming through past Northumberland?
They come from the Bristol Bay area, you know.
Yeah.
They come in that part of the easement right by.
And they're going up the hill?
And then they go up past Harold's, you know, house and go up in there and they probably go down by the picnic tables and then come out.
Yeah.
So they're going in the green space.
Yeah, they're
riding
like 30 miles an hour past my house. They just fly. I mean, like within 5 seconds, they're from one corner of my property to the other.
Well,
they're moving.
Is it often?
It's like, I mean,
is it on the weekends?
Yeah, on the weekends. I mean, it's not often. Like it'll be like once a day or once or twice a day. It'll be like once at like 12, and then again at like 6. It's really.
He's taking a shortcut. I think I know who you're talking about. It's a little. It's a little bike about this big.
Little blue moped looking motorcycle.
Yeah, he's probably going over to Bay Road. Okay, because I've seen this kid before. He comes in, he goes through the green space, and he probably is running out that entrance that's over there on Pulaski.
Yeah.
Or he's going behind those houses where it goes past behind Jonell and goes out on Lubenberg. That's what he's doing. He's taking a shortcut. I don't know. He may be going up to Mecklenburg because they got that new entrance from Mecklenburg, too. So... I wonder if it's the Mecklenburg group. We'll have to check that out.
It's loud, so like by the time they fly by, I don't think us yelling is going to make them stop or anything like that. But I am a little concerned about the grass because they're herping the grass a little bit.
I doubt they'll hurt it too much. If they're not doing it a lot. But it's still an issue because somebody can get hurt. All right, Derby City Protection Patrolling. On the back of your agenda, these are the items we gave to Peyton. Dennis and I had lunch with them last Friday. Was it last Friday or the Friday before?
I think it was Friday before.
Friday before, yeah. Anyhow. You want to talk about Dennis or you want...
You can talk about it.
Okay. There is a total disregard for stop signs in Worthington Hills. I mean, I'm out there every morning because of the school buses, and it's nothing for me to see. Just around the corners, around the corners. And I've even had them pull out from Lubenberg when I'm almost on top of them. That's how bad it is. And
yeah,
Middlesex is worse.
I've had that happen too on Northumberland. They pull out for him. So.
Right. So we gave him a list of everything here of what we expect. Okay? it's really an issue. A lot of people don't understand the safety disregards that they have out there in the morning, in the dark. And it's actually all the time. But especially in the morning with these kids, they walk around with their earbuds in, looking at their cell phones, and have not a clue what's going on around them. And that's what concerns me. One of these kids is going to get hit. So we asked Tate if we could get a patrol out there at least twice a month, every other week, during a school day. And he said he would get one. He said he was going to do it. But this is going to at least go through in school year. And I don't know how much we can do, but at least we're trying to make an effort. All right. This thing with the out-of-state tags is getting out of hand. Most of the problems I'm seeing is with the rental properties. And again, it's not just the out-of-state tax, it's a revenue. It's tax evasion. You get your tags, there's taxes on your tax. So not only are they evading taxes, they're also possibly not carrying enough insurance based off of where they've got their address. So this is all stuff that we covered with him.
Why does it say one raid on weekday twice a month? Did you mean one troll?
You mean raid on?
Raid on? Is that what you mean?
Probably. Where's it at?
Right after the 6 to 9 a.m.
I probably misspelled it.
I didn't know if you meant one patrol, one...
Yeah, it requests a 6 and 9 a.m. patrol as soon as possible.
One rotation weekday? I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Random.
Random?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Random.
I thought it was radar.
Don't even ask.
Radar, yeah. If you do it radar, check, so you can check that out.
It's random.
Okay.
I don't know where it's at, but it's supposed to be random. It probably was this automatic typing corrections. They
right
put
you. Right after the 6 to 9 a.m. thing.
Yeah.
It's not on my page.
It's not on mine.
Really?
It says request a 6 to 9 a.m. patrol as soon as possible.
I've seen it. It's on mine. Yeah.
It's on the agenda.
Oh, it's on the agenda. We're not that. No. This is. No, that's random.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's under new business.
Right, it's random. Okay, but...
I have a radon. We need to be worried about it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, just to kind of get off the subject here for just a second, everybody always wonders about the pipeline classes that we have in Texas. Did you receive that? Somebody hit a pipeline, and there was a huge fireball in the middle of the city.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Anyway, sorry.
It's okay. So anyhow, this is what we're gonna. This is a start to try to resolve some of these issues, and they're not. I told Dennis Creed, no more of these warnings. I mean. It's getting to where nobody wants to write a ticket. Here's what we found out. He say he has three forms he has to fill out when they do a stop.
Crazy. Every time he stops somebody, he has to take, I don't know how long, but he has to fill out three forms before he can move on to the next, whatever he's going to do.
What else is he going to do? I'm sorry,
This is what the police officers all have to do.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
So this is why they're not writing tickets?
Yes.
No, not necessarily.
It discourages them from stopping people.
He wants to speak to himself.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about the whole police force having to do this. This is what we're having the problem with. There's too much friggin' paperwork, and it all comes down to profiling. Okay.
Well, I'm sure they're having to protect themselves now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, if you run a stop sign and get pulled over, I'm profiling you for breaking the law.
Right.
That's crazy.
It is.
It's absolutely crazy. And, you know, there's, what can we do? You know, there's not a whole lot. So, like I told Tate, I've had to retrain myself on driving. I mean, because I was just as bad as the rest of them. I wasn't rolling through stop signs, but not using a turn signal or, you know.
What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare I?
License tag not displayed.
So anyhow, and it's really bad with these people that's got headlights out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not only are these kids out there walking in dark clothes, if these people are driving around with headlights out...
There's like two or three cars in the neighborhood. I've seen consistently.
Right. They're not getting things fixed. So, you know, they can write tickets for getting the maintenance done on the vehicle, and then they just basically show them the receipts, and it goes away. So it's not like they can't do that. But again, all these things are issues, and it's everywhere. It's not just in Worthington Hills, but we can start making a statement. You got to take that first step to go on that journey. So that's what we're going to do. Okay? Other than that, that's all on that. Anybody else got anything they want to talk about on that? If not, I'll move to the next thing. Everybody get my emails about the True Hold mailer?
Mm-hmm.
How many got that?
What a horrible thing that they're doing. Like, we'll buy your house and we could back you. Like, really?
Did everybody get one?
No.
You didn't get one?
If I got one, I'd throw it away.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. Ryan
didn't mean
email.
Anything to me.
The thing that disturbed me, first off, Dan called, or and Dan emailed me about it, and I hadn't opened mine up yet. Okay, it's a morning thing. Anyhow, I'm like, what in the world? So that's the reason why I got a little bit disturbed. When I started reading how it was all put together, I thought, this is not right. So I showed you everybody I sent it to. Okay. Well, I did get a reply back from them, and I think I copied everybody on my reply back to them, because they still hadn't given us an address of anybody in our neighborhood. Okay. So I haven't heard back from them yet. So I'm just curious if we'll ever hear back from them. But they do not have an office in Louisville.
Yeah, they're just impersonating us. Yeah. It's on the city name.
Right.
Well, I've gotten a couple of emails from someone posing as Bob saying, can you help me out with something?
That's fishing.
I recognize right off the back of
That's fishing. Don't even bother. If you get that stuff, let me know so I can get a hold of VC3, okay? And we can get it taken care of. All right. So moving on from that. Halloween hours. I didn't want to wait till next month, even though it's, you know, a short till, you know, the 15th, you say? The 15th is the next meeting. But I wanted to see, do we just want to do the hours we've done in the past? I think
it's 6 to 9.
Is it 6 or 5 to 8? I think it's 5 to 8.
Oh, we never have anybody.
Yeah.
5:30 to 8:30. Because I know parents, you know, they're working, you know, so they can't necessarily get their kids out right at 5.
Do you have anybody at your house?
No, but I know my neighbors. I watch them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what hours do you want? Because all I got to do is change it on the web posting. I can change the hours on that posting. You want it 5:30 to 8:30?
I think 5 to 9 is fine. I mean, no one really comes after, you know, 8:30 or 9 o'clock anyway.
I only get maybe one, my neighbor, her daughter. That's about all I get.
Well, I'm just trying to 5 to 9.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, 5 to 9. All right. I think I've got 5 to 8 on the other one, but I can fix that. All right.
Age limits?
No.
Some places have age limits.
What are you
going
to do?
What's age?
Yeah, yeah. If you put an age on it, next thing you know, you get your house age. You know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I remember back when I was younger, when I first moved into the city. You know, I'd do the big show. You know, and I'd have the spooky music and sounds and everything, and I'd be out front. I had this get up that I did. I had fogger, and I mean strobe lights and everything else, and I scared the heck out of these two kids because I had it in the garage. I had put up black sheets, and I'm sitting there in the chair dead still, and I had candy over here in a bowl, and another one had a hand. If you put your hand, anyhow, they went to grab it. I said, only take one, please. They jumped. It was so funny.
That sounds like Lee. The only thing Lee liked more than Halloween was Christmas.
Right. So, okay, 5 to 9 on Halloween.
Yeah.
Listing of job duties. Okay. This is a discussion that Linda and I had. Okay. And it been wanting to do this anyhow. We've got a change in commission. You know, we don't know who's going to do what, and we have one person that's not coming back on. So what I recommend we do, it doesn't have to be formal. Just whenever you get a piece of paper and just write your job, what you do, down line by line. That's all you have to do. It doesn't have to be formal or anything. We just need something handwritten so that the next person, I'm even going to do it because I've kicked the habit or kicked it, okay? Somebody's got to take over for me. And I've got a lot of stuff you guys don't even know I do. So, again, between now and December's meeting, we need to put that listing together, okay?
Do you want it emailed to you and Bev, or do you want it brought to the meeting?
We just need to be on a file so that it can be printed out. But my recommendation is do it like you're doing a term paper for college. You know, just start drafting. Just draft it. Just jot it all down. Anything you can think of, whenever you think of it, just write it down and then put it into a one or two pages, okay? It's not going to take that long, maybe, depending on who you are. Okay. But I just think it would be nice to have that, because I've heard this throughout the 5 years that I've been the mayor. Okay. I just don't know what we're supposed to do. I've never, you know, we didn't have anything. I mean, the road commissioner had the folder. But when you go through the folder, it doesn't really tell you what you do. Just got a bunch of stuff in there for you to figure out. Okay? So, again, this is just a courtesy thing so that we can pass it.
How do you know what you're supposed to do, especially if nobody tells you? I mean,
well, remember, I can do that email.
You up to
right.
be like,
well, remember, I can do that email and told you about the tape and all that stuff and how you drive around and you...
Right.
I don't know, Linda, if I even got that. I remember the piece of paper you gave me with a couple contacts, but I just don't.
And that's an important thing, your contacts. Who are your contacts?
I mean, but I don't remember that, and I don't know if it was...
Right.
I mean, I have two different emails, but I don't know.
And it's really time-consuming having to go back, because the email address transfers to the next person in that position. So I've learned a lot from this stuff that I was able to read from the previous administration, but it didn't necessarily pertain to the job, okay? But there is somebody would have to take the time to go through the emails just to figure out what they've done. So
I have a suggestion for that as well. Maybe not everything that we do, but general points. You could add that to the website under each person's title so citizens could see what we do.
Yeah, we've got the one page that doesn't have too much on it that has each individual department. So that's a good suggestion. Okay.
And some things overlap. They overlap. They just fill.
Yeah. Okay. So if there's nothing else to talk about on new business, the job listing pertaining to you two too. Because sooner or later something could happen. I mean, nobody's exempt from illness or death. So. All right, commission reports. Who wants to go first?
Well, not me, because I forgot that at home.
All right, Commissioner Maupin.
I had a question for you. Okay, 819, I get an email from Mayor Stone requesting that I can contact LG&E to have a white device, maybe electronic, zip tied to the street light pole at 4524 Pulaski Court. He asks that it be investigated and that appropriate action be taken. So 8:30, I reported the device at 4524 Pulaski Court and asked that it be removed and investigated to LG&E. And I asked if it was okay to attach stuff to their streetlight poles. And the rep informed me that approval must be granted by LG&E before doing so, and that the residents at this address did not seek approval. So a work order was put in to remove the device. 9-4 received a call from Commissioner Reville. Sorry, I didn't call you back. My phone died. But I got it to Spectrum, and it turned out to be the charger and the wall, the plug-in part, whatever that's called. So I got a new one, said I had to get a new phone. But received a call from Commissioner Beville stating that Rumpke didn't place the dumpster back in place after Friday's trash pickup, that the dumpster was blocking two parking spaces at 11907 Tazewell, and residents could not park in those spaces. I emailed Christopher Pierce with Rumpke asking that the dumpster be moved immediately. And I also asked if trash cans could be placed to the side of driveways as opposed to the center, that we had received complaints. Christopher Pierce replied stating that he would let the route manager know and to speak with the route drivers. I got a call from Mayor Stoneham in regards to pot up mattresses at 11912 Queens Anne Court. He suggested that I email Christopher Pierce to see if they will be picked up the next trash day. 9-5, I emailed Christopher Pierce asking if the mattresses could be picked up. I informed him that I inquired with Rumpke Customer Service and that this address didn't have a large item pickup request. And he replied that, stating he would see what they could do. 9-7 drove city for streetlight check, did not see the mattresses at 11912 Queens Anne Court, so I'm assuming Rumpke picked them all up. 9-10, I received email and voicemail from Commissioner Beville stating that the dumpster at 11907 Tazewell had not been moved back in its place. 9-11, Christopher Pierce emailed saying the tree branches are blocking the dumpster space. He asked if the city or condos could cut these back to avoid the branches or tree falling. 9-14, I spoke to Mayor Stone by phone in regards to the dumpster and tree limbs. He informed me that Commissioner Reville will be having LG&E trim the trees due to the power line.
We're trimming the other ones. Trace is trimming the other ones.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
But we can't trim the ones where the lines are going through.
Right. Did you get a date for LG&E?
No.
Do you know? Okay, I'll let Christopher know that. 9-15, Commissioner Adams emailed stating that the street light at 12004 Luray Court was standing on. 9-17, reported street light to LG&E. About 12004 Luray Court street light stand on. Email Christopher Pierce to let him know the trees will be trimmed at 11907 Tazewell. And I'll get back with him that we don't know the date. 9-15, I drove the city for a street light check. 9-17, attended city meeting, read September emails, and will participate in radio check with Commissioner Metcalf.
The electronic device is gone, by the way.
Yeah, I meant to put that in here.
I don't remember what day it was, but
I did this prior to
it's okay. But
It was 9-9. I need to write this on here.
It was on a Monday. I think it was this past Monday it was gone.
Yeah.
So,
I'll go next.
Okay.
My commissioner report is August 21st through September 17th. I will participate in the radio text with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, September 17th. I just had one citizen concern this month. I'm keeping this kind of anonymous, so I wrote this in, to work, not identifying. It was regarding some properties near where the citizen lives that had tall grass. Spoke with the citizen over the phone and educated her on Metro Code enforcement and calling 311 for any city issues that have to do with tall grass. I offered to call 311 for her and report the offending properties, but she said that she would get the addresses and call on them herself. Drove around the city on several occasions to check on the status of plants on the landscaping island. The new plants that City of Worthington Hills planted this year and last year are doing okay. Emailed Max with Lawn Care that the commission approved no more than $7,500 of tree work to be done in the coming month and to allow his tree guy to take care of some of our tree issues but not to go over budget. Also emailed Max with Lawn Care to ask his tree guy to get us an estimate for cutting down the trees on the front island. This estimate is still pending. Spoke with Harold at Max with Lawn Care to see what tree work had gotten done since the last meeting because I didn't see anything on the August invoice about it. Harold stated that the tree work was done in September and will be on the next bill. The broken tree branches behind Luray Court were taken out. The cherry tree behind Mecklenburg was cut down and the stump was ground out. The fallen locust tree in the holding pond area was cut up and its stump was ground out. The tree guy was able to turn all of this into mulch and left us two very large piles of mulch behind Luray Court that Harold will spread throughout the fall season. Reported to Commissioner Maupin that the street light at the end of Luray Court had malfunctioned and was in a constant on state during the day on Sunday, September 15th. Commissioner Maupin emailed back that she reported it.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Commissioner McCaff.
Okay, Commissioner report 9/17/24. Drove the city on multiple occasions. Conduct a radio checks after last city meeting 8/20/24 using channel 11. We'll conduct radio checks tonight using channel 12. Went to post office with Mayor Stone each Friday. On 9/6/24, Mayor Stone and myself met with Tate Mason of Derby City Protection. While driving through the East Bay Villas on 9/8/24 around 12 a.m., another Commissioner Maupin outside. And she had called the police on a potentially dangerous individual living in the neighborhood. I stood at that location until the police arrived at the time the individual was arrested. On 8/30/24, I issued parking permits for 4/5/15 Lunenburg and 3902 November. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner McCaff.
I apologize.
That's all right.
I'm at home.
Thank you, Commissioner Bavell.
I'm so sorry. I am. No, I'm not saying I am sorry. I'm saying I'm sorry.
I'm probably going to do that one.
Well,
that's all.
Well, you all know what I did because Susan told you.
Ms. Campbell, did you have anything you needed to talk to us about tonight?
No.
Okay.
Fine. Thank you.
All right. Just one check before we close out here. Is there... There's nothing else. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. I'm sorry. Y'all have a blessed evening. Thank you. It is 7:58 p.m.